Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are on board as Adam Haseley comes up in a 3-2 Phillies lead. Camden Bailey, 15 years. Nice to be with you, Kim, from Jackson, New Hampshire.
It's nice to be
right
with
down
you
from Mount Washington, huh?
Yeah.
Just went downhill from
yep.
home. And you're here with the mom and dad and your brothers.
Yes.
And strike one to Haseley. So tell us about osteosarcoma and your treatment and what the folks out there, what it is.
Osteosarcoma is a rare form of bone cancer, and I had it in my left femur. And the treatment for that is chemo and then a surgery to remove the tumor. And I decided to do rotationplasty because it would allow me to play sports again.
Mm.
And the Red Sox mean so much to me because they always put a smile on my face when I see them, and I've gotten to meet them so many times. It's so awesome.
And how long ago, while we were gone, we had a fielder's choice at second base. So Haseley's at first with one out. Hernandez erased, and the catcher Andrew Knapp is up. So when was your treatment? When did this all start?
I was diagnosed in March of 2018. So
not long ago,
about a year and a half, yeah.
And tell us what we'll wait to Johnson here is in the stretch, looks at the runner, and the pitch gets away from Vasquez, and so the runner will scoot down to second base. That didn't put a smile on your face, but it's okay. You're smiling. So this started, and then the treatment. How long are you still in and out of Dana-Farber?
I'm done with treatment right now.
Amen.
Yeah, I ended in March. So it's about a year of treatment.
And you're a basketball player?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
So can you play right now?
Yes, I
really?
Can.
Really? Awesome. Wow. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breaking ball in there for a called strike. It's 1-1.
And what are the doctors telling you?
My last appointment, they allowed me to play all sports I wanted to.
That's a great start.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you have that feeling pretty soon after your treatment began?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
They were very upbeat about it, weren't
they? Yes, they were.
And more not as upbeat as you.
Yeah. They kept telling me that they were really impressed by my progress.
Well, did he go around? Yeah, he did, 1-2.
Well, that'd be tough on your family. I mean, Jackson, New Hampshire is not exactly next door to Boston.
Yeah.
So a lot of trips.
Yeah, it was.
Down I-89.
Yeah, we were usually down in Boston 2 weeks out of the month. So my treatment was 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
So you stayed
during
that
time.
Jimmy Fund does a wonderful job with the families, too.
Yes.
Tell me about the folks that you got to meet, whether they were nurses, whether they were doctors, whether they were folks at Dana-Farber.
Everyone at Dana-Farber was so amazing. They're always upbeat, happy, always try to put a smile on my face to make it the best possible experience for me.
And that's a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you put a smile on theirs, too. I know that. I did my homework.
Yeah.
Ball's down low. It's 2-2 with a runner at first, one out. Phillies at bat here in the fourth. They lead 3-2. What grade are you going into?
I'm going to be a sophomore. Yeah. Kennett High School in North Conway, New Hampshire.
When does school start? Labor Day?
It starts the Thursday before Labor Day.
Come on. We never start. I guess that's what happens. I guess that's what everybody does that,
yeah.
Right? Swung on and missed, but the throw will have to be made down at first base. And the runner goes down to second base, so Haseley at second. Knapp strikes out, but they had to throw it 2-3.
Here comes Alex Cora.
Well, he could not quite get out of the fourth. Huh? So Cora's here. And takes the ball from Brian Johnson, who gave up three in the first, but settle down. And, of course, he's the top of the lineup coming up. And all of a sudden he has a one-run game. So, listen, Camden, don't go anywhere because you're going to, you know, the big spot for the Red Sox. The call goes to the bullpen. And the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Well, we're with Camden Bailey, 15 years of age, going to be a sophomore at Jackson, New Hampshire. We should say, as Marcus Walden comes on, the pitching replacement, brought to you by Window World of Boston, the official replacement windows of our Boston Red Sox. Beautify your home and save big on your energy bills by visiting windowworldofboston.com today. Who's your favorite player?
For the Red Sox, Mookie Betts.
Why not? MVP?
Yeah. It's really.
He puts a smile on everyone's face, but
yeah,
especially yours.
Yeah. It's really cool to see, watch him play.
Did you have a chance to get down there today and see any of the guys or not?
Yeah, I met Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts, and Jackie Bradley Jr.
Very cool.
It's very cool.
Great. So Marcus Walden is on. He's pitched in 53 games. I mean, the Red Sox have bullpen. They're just trying to piece this together and let the hitting take over, which Bradley's two-run homer in the bottom of the third made it from 3-0 to 3-2. Hazley's the runner at second base, two outs. In the top of the order, Reese Hoskins, normally the first baseman, the DH tonight, has walked both times, scored in the first, and this time he takes a strike call from the righty Walden.
So do you expect to be playing junior varsity or varsity basketball?
I'm going to play JV, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. The fact you play it all is quite a miracle.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Walden checks the runner. Now the righty to the righty. It's a slow bouncer down the third baseline. And it ticks the bag. And the throw from third to second. Almost an unusual play. The Devers, it ticked the bag so it was fair and tried to catch the runner sleeping. The throw to Brock Holt not quite in time.
Smart play by Raffy.
Yes.
He had no chance at first. I don't know what Gabe Kappas thought about. The ball seemed to hit the bag. And he wants the umpires to confer. Which would go as a hit.
Yeah, it would.
And he'd have Romuto coming up. So whether he didn't think it hit the bag, but it looked to us
like
it hit the back corner of the bag.
What do you think, Camden? Did it hit the bag?
It looked like it hit the bag.
See? Your eyes are better than ours, okay? Yeah. Even though we got glasses, but that's a sign of our age. Here it is. We're all going to watch over here. Take a look. You call it, okay? Camden, here it is. It's
it's not a.
Well, wait, now they called it foul.
The third base umpire called it foul.
But it was a fair, in my opinion, it went over the bag as a fair ball. Okay.
And it hit the bag, I thought.
Now it doesn't, to me, looking again, here it is. To me, that looks like that's a fair ball that did not hit the bag. The Devers fielded behind, and that's what Kapler must be saying. That should be fair. Can we look at it? Third base umpire called it foul ball.
And so, I think the home plate umpire called it a fair ball.
We're not going to see when we're looking at angles. That, to me,
that
did hit the bag. Thank you.
So the third base umpire missed it, Carapaza.
You mean we called it right the first time?
Exactly.
We got it right?
Yes. But I think the home plate umpire called it fair, and Carapaz was clearly wrong.
Yeah. Oops.
The ball hit the corner of the bag and flattened out.
Yes. Meanwhile, it was a great play by Devers. Almost caught the runner sleeping. So let's recap it. It is, as we described it, a base hit, runners at first and second, and Realmuto, who can hit 0-for-2, is up.
Can't review a play in front of the umpires, although that hit the bag, so it's questionable. Apparently not reviewable.
Here's a strike called. 19 homers, 66 RBIs, 280.
Super slow-mo, it hit the bag, 100%.
We called it in live action. What was the problem?
Carapaz was closer than we were.
Well,
we didn't see it that way. Devers might have been blocking his view.
Probably was. We'll talk to Rafi about it later. That ball is out of play down the right field side.
Carapaz is a good umpire.
Yes, he is. So we don't mean to get look. I think Rafi was right in front of him. It was like a goalie trying to defend a puck. right? With somebody in the crease.
Carapaz is the son-in-law of Rich Garcia, who's an outstanding umpire.
Well, you got Grover Alexander, Rich. You're getting them all tonight.
Although Orioles might not agree.
Well,
that was the Jeffrey Mayer call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one. Pitch by Walden. He tried to hold up, but he did not. So a good job by Walden to come in and strand, as it turned out, a couple of runners. And we end the inning the way we began it at 3-2 Camden. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thanks for bringing your
family from the White Mountains. And, you know, you're the reason why there is. Look at that smile.
Yeah.
You could light up a room.
Yes.
Good luck to you and your sophomore.
Thank you.
Good
health,
thanks for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.